Tara is 9 years old, and she should be in fourth grade at school. She's not, because she's taking care of her four younger brothers and sisters of 1, 3, 5, and 7 years. Tara's parents died 1 year apart of AIDS. Sometimes Tara gets help from her aging grandmother living in the next village, but for the most part, it is up to her and to her 7-year-old brother Samuel to find food and clean water each day. Tara and her brothers and sisters live in Zimbabwe, where they are not alone. Some 1.6 million children like them have lost one or both of their parents to HIV/AIDS. 3,000 Zimbabweans die every week in this southern African country, among the worst hit by the pandemic. Sister Janet Ferns, who as a former missionary in Zambia saw the devastating consequences of AIDS on children and their families there, recently sat down for a talk with Zimbabwe's Archbishop Pius Nakube. The Archbishop accuses the Harare government of doing too little to prevent the spread of AIDS and to assist these orphans. Many live in appalling conditions with little to no health care or schooling and often fall victim to unscrupulous predators.
Zimbabwe is in a very bad state now, and people are thinking of food. I mean, certainly more people die in Zimbabwe than even in Darfur and in Iraq. This is true.
There is a saying that when everything is said and done, there's a lot more said than done. Huge sums of money have been spent across the world in promoting AIDS awareness, but governments still do things that promote the spread of the disease. When allocating teachers to schools, for instance, there is no recognition made of their marital status, and so husbands and wives find themselves at the opposite ends of the country. Archbishop Pius Nkube of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, is only stating the commonplace.
And the reason is this, that, right, there's an AIDS crisis there. Since 1985, the government has done little to assist that AIDS crisis. The government, even today, you get two teachers who are married. They'll put the one teacher up in the Zambezi and the other teacher down in the Limpopo. These people are married, and the government has never taken any steps to see to it that people should live together, couples live together to reduce. I mean, 500 to 700 are dying per day in Zimbabwe. I have priests who have buried 3, 4, or 5 people a day, each with their own funeral. And it's very depressing for a young priest to be burying 4 people in one day.
The same thing is happening throughout Africa. In Zambia, I personally used to see the day-long, unending procession of funeral corteges wending their way between Lusaka's University Teaching Hospital and the cemetery at Leopard's Hill. The cemetery had become so full that, in order to bury someone, mourners could not avoid standing on other graves. The story in Zimbabwe is identical.
We have 1,300 orphans below the age of 18. We have young girls of 15 looking after 3 or 4 of its younger brothers where both parents have died. So we are living in such a hand-to-mouth situation.
And when you have child-headed households, you've got children trying to look after the feeding, the education, the clothing, and the health care of other children without the knowledge and the experience.
Yes, it's heartbreaking. It could make you weep. In my diocese in Bulawayo, we have what is called Asdiocesan AIDS and Orphan Care Program. It's supported by Catholic Relief Services. I sit in the committee there and listen to the workers about things happening there. It's absolutely heartbreaking. These youngsters, they are left all alone. And you are 15, you are expected now to act like a 40-year-old. These youngsters are often also exploited by neighbors. It's not uncommon that this poor 15-year-old girl finds herself pregnant because she's trying to look for money to sustain her young brothers and sisters.
So many children find themselves forced to give sexual favours in return for school fees, school uniforms, textbooks and exam results.
Often their property is taken away by other human predators who are, you know, they know that these youngsters, you know, they can hardly defend themselves, but usually we try through justice and peace to defend them, even legally. It's quite a shock. I mean, I don't know what type of people we will have coming from that messy situation where a little child is looking after other children. This little child doesn't know any culture, has not been trained in any responsibility, doesn't know any values, strong values. This little child is just like a little animal that has to survive on what is around it. I just don't know. A new generation is developing of people who don't know their roots, who just look at survival and who don't think of any morals, who don't think of any future. As long as they've had enough to eat today, it doesn't matter how they got it, whether rightly or wrongly, it's fine. It's quite heartbreaking. I fear for the future. I don't know what type of new generation we're going to have.
But it's also very tough on the elderly who are looking after their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren and who had thought that their days would be ended in comfort with their children looking after them, and suddenly their children are not left.
Yes, I think some of these, because so often father and mother die, and these youngsters are then left in the hands of an old lady who's 80 plus, 80 years or so. And many of these old ladies, they don't have really a plan about when I die, what happens to these children. The government itself, being so self-centered, hasn't put in process, and this problem has been around for the last 22 years of AIDS in Zimbabwe. They've never put in place anything like a social welfare system or support system for all these orphans, because they are so engrossed in the money-making for themselves and in corruption that they've never really thought very deeply about Plan B. What happens when the old granny dies? And I think many of these grannies, they die quicker because they are so stressed, they are so heartbroken, and there's no one to support these orphans. And here they are, because sometimes it's quite shocking.
But it's also very difficult if somebody is old to have to suddenly start working again, a full-time job, to support little ones.
Yes, I think we in Zimbabwe, perhaps as well as other parts of Africa, we must think hard. Because, I mean, often you find that this old lady had perhaps 8 children. 5 of the children die, or 6. And all the and their partners die also. And all the children have died to be looked after by the old granny.
The United Nations World Food Programme will supply some food for AIDS patients and their families. There is also a Food for Work programme, whereby women are paid with food for taking part in a particular project. But those projects are frequently involving road maintenance and road building. I have personally regularly seen groups of women wielding pickaxes and carrying heavy stones, even the grannies.
We ourselves haven't reasoned strongly enough to say, how do we solve this problem? We just leave it to chance. I mean, how often have I seen a situation where a man's wife dies, and it's clear that she has died of AIDS, and 3 months later another woman comes and parks herself there, lives with the same man? Well, she's also going to clearly die of AIDS. But sometimes there's no logic. We kind of think instinctively. We should plan properly and systematically. And when such things happen, The family should sit down and ask each other, what do we do? Yeah. And then another thing, when there's too much of a taboo, no speaking about sex, we just have to be open to speak about sex. Okay, I know that when we grow, we begin to have sexual feelings as natural. I think when you talk to the children and when we bring them to workshops, sometimes the church is running AIDS awareness workshops. We bring these youngsters for 3 or 4 days and they hear from other youngsters. They come back from there, they are strengthened, and they tell you, yes, really, we were very impressed how other young people of our age, how they prevent allowing themselves to get into this situation. The big problem in Africa, sometimes there's too much silence. Yeah, we have to be open because, I mean, I have a lot of relatives and cousins and so on who died, and it was clear that is AIDS. But you hear people saying, hey, you know, this one is sick. We don't know what happened, but it's clear that it's AIDS. All the symptoms of AIDS are there. Unless we become open and talk about it and say, now let's take steps to prevent it, we're going to continue in that mess.
A very worrying future indeed for coming generations in Zimbabwe. That was Archbishop Pius Nakube of Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, speaking to Sister Janet Ferns.